keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Victoria Cassell from 13 News. With the end of the month approaching and SNAP benefits likely not being paid for November, Kansas food banks are preparing for an uptick in demand. Food banks like Harvesters and Doorstep tell us they aren't sure what to expect, but they're doing the best they can. If no federal action is taken by Tuesday, November SNAP benefits will not be sent out, leaving food banks uncertain about what to expect. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Melissa is expected to be the strongest storm in recorded history to hit Jamaica. The wind is already lifting some of the metal roofs off of homes along the shore, and some areas may see more than 3 feet of rain. The storm has already been deadly, moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for showers today, otherwise partly cloudy skies. High of 56. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour wrecker service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Cam Gaston, 45, of Wichita, Kansas, passed away October 22, 2025. Memorial services will be at 2 p.m. Monday, November 3rd at the First Methodist Church of Glen Elder. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. with family present from 4 to 6 p.m. at Roberts Family Funeral Home. Cremation has taken place. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the First Methodist Church of Glen Elder or Harry Hines Hospice House. Wesley Butch DePoy Jr. of Downs, Kansas, passed away on October 14, 2025, in Downs at the age of 51. Memorial services will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 1st, at the Prairie Grove Cemetery north of Cocker City. Cremation has taken place and there will be no visitation. Memorials may be payable to Darcell Nelson for funeral expenses.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs overcame two first-half giveaways to beat the Commanders 28-7 on Monday Night Football at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes finished the night 25 of 34 for 299 yards and three touchdown passes, throwing those two interceptions. Travis Kelce had six catches for 99 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown tied him with Priest Holmes for the most in Chiefs franchise history. Kareem Hunt had a one-yard touchdown run and a two-yard touchdown catch. Rashee Rice had the other touchdown in the contest for the Chiefs. It was a dominant effort on defense, specifically in the second half, as they shut out the Commanders, and it was a first career interception night for both Mike Dana and Jack Cochran. Jack Cochran's interception basically ended the game for the Chiefs, as it was with 12 seconds remaining. The Chiefs now hit the road as they will travel to Buffalo to take on the Bills Sunday at 3:25 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Z96.3, The Lake, Rocket North Central Kansas.